This week, India made headlines when the nation put a spacecraft into orbit around Mars. It's the first country to do it on the first try. But today we turn to a different Indian fascination with celestial bodies. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the role astrology plays in the day-to-day lives of Indians, including its scientists.
Astrology is the study of human destiny. Is it superstition or is it science? Neither, says one leading practitioner who declares astrology a super science.
Not an ordinary science, because it is extraterrestrial, it is extra physical, it is super physical, therefore super normal. Right? You'll have some more tea?
The gracious host is K.N. Rao. Swap his Indian tunic for a black robe, and the white-bearded Rao could have walked from the pages of Harry Potter as Hogwarts headmaster. A retiree, Rao once ran India's vast comptroller and auditor general's office. He now directs one of India's premier astrology schools in New Delhi, just as rigorously.
Our astrology is very, very highly developed. It needs a lot of concentration. Very good deal of training.
Astrologers of old would hunch over elaborate charts, but Rao consults a computer blinking with astrological charts. The software provides the astronomy, the basis of astrology. Renowned for his predictions, Rao offered this forecast weeks before it happened.
USA and Obama will be in very aggressive mood. Till 19th October, you'll see, major aggressive decisions will be taken by USA.
It's not uncommon in India to find highly educated people from accomplished professions becoming astrologers.
The farthest planet which we believe has effect on human life is Saturn.
That's retired wing commander turned astrologer H.S. Hyundai. I dropped in on him with a Bangalore businesswoman, Simran Mangaram. She finds Hyundai's Air Force background reassuring.
He knows what he's doing. You know, he's not a quack of astrologer, just like quack of doctors.
Nor does Hyundai oversell astrology. He calls it a judicious mix between destiny and self-effort.
We are all passing through life by groping in darkness. For that purpose, this is a tool. Now it is left to me to use a tool or not.
Simran says her mother first used that tool on her as an infant. At 6 months, she had her daughter's horoscope prepared. Years later, she obsessed over Simran's marriage prospects.
When will I get married? I mean, I was 22 when my mother started going to an astrologer to check when am I going to get married. I got married at 36. So we went through many astrologers.
Simran says 60 to 70% of what Hyundai wrote in a horoscope he did for her 8 years ago has come true. She would have a child in 2010, and she would become inexplicably ill.
So, you know, I do believe in some force, but I don't know if I let that rule my life.
Meet Shruti Modi. She planned the birth of her two children around astrological charts. The alignment of the planets at the time of your birth determines your destiny, according to the basic tenet of astrology. A real estate developer, Modi hails from a long line of believers.
Every single member of this family is super affluent. All the children of this family are going to Harvard, Princeton, Wharton, Oxford. It's not a coincidence. But we are fortunate to have the correct people guiding us.
Believers cross all social strata and paths with non-believers. On the other side of the issue sits Bangalore homemaker Shweta Mehra, who says charlatan astrologists are exploiting the gullible and vulnerable.
Major population goes to people who probably are not so good at their job. Let me just say that.
Do you think that it's basically superstition-based?
A lot of it is superstition-based.
But for anthropologist Shiv Vishwanathan, you cannot put astrology in a scientific box.
It can even be a substitute for a certain kind of spirituality, because basically it's an attempt to be closer to nature, closer to the cosmos, closer to the stars. Of course, part of it is bunkum.
Bunkum notwithstanding, Vishwanathan says so pervasive is the practice that you wouldn't start a business in India without consulting an astrologer.
Let me tell you, you won't open a science laboratory without consulting an astrologer. But no one's going to confess it to you.
Meanwhile, astrologer K.N. Rao says people seek astrologers in India the same way others in the West seek psychiatrists. But he says the astrologer does something much greater.
Because he sees the actual event taking place. I can combine both counseling and prediction.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.